We're looking at some hard times. Nobody wants to think about these things. Everybody wants to think good times are going to roll forever. But I'm here to say I think we're looking at a global inflationary recession, and I think part of that is going to be a bursting of the real estate bubble that we've got that's been building over the last 5 years.
When do we see that bubble really pop?
Well, you're seeing excess inventories build up in California now. You're seeing building stocks are dropping very sharply. You're seeing Fannie Mae, Ginnie Mae stocks dropping very sharply. Some people think that the bubble may be about to burst, you know, right now. I don't know. I think it's got to burst. All bubbles, whether it was the internet bubble in the latter part of the 1990s, whether it was the real estate bubble in the late 80s and early 90s, which finally burst, and we saw real estate drop by about 50% down in Texas, about the same in Southern California. It moved to the Northeast, the Southeast, the Northwest. All bubbles eventually break. You've got this massive speculation in real estate now, where about a third of the homes that are being bought now are second and third homes. People are buying them for speculation. People are buying homes, as you well know, look at Southern California, with virtually nothing down, or 5% down, interest-only loans. They're using ARMs, adjusted-rate mortgages, at a time when interest rates are going up.
I look at the same house, Don, because I've got the luxury of going back to Los Angeles and St. Louis, and I spent about 75% of my time in L.A., 25% of my time in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
A $200,000 house in St. Louis, $200,000 house, which will give you four bedrooms, two and a half baths. That same $200,000 house would go for $1.2 to $1.5 million in Los Angeles. The same thing.
It's insane. It's insane. There was one of the actors, I forget his name, but he bought a house out in Malibu about 7 or 8 years ago for about $3 million. It's 2,500 square feet, two bedrooms and three baths. I think he paid $2.5 million or $3 million for. He sold it a couple of months ago for $10 million. Now, this is insane. And, of course, there are several things. Rising interest rates can puncture the bubble. Or you can simply get to the point where people can no longer afford to buy, and the buying just begins to taper off, and then the market begins to fall of its own weight.
All right, we haven't seen that yet, have we? The people
stopping to buy. I think we're getting closer to that. I think Greenspan and the Fed are even worried, and that's why they went ahead, even in spite of Katrina, and they raised interest rates this past week, and they'll raise them again in another month or so. I think they know that there's a giant real estate bubble that could burst. You've got real estate mortgage debt has gone from $4 trillion to $8 trillion in the last several years, and this has all been fed by the Federal Reserve, which has created about $5 trillion out of thin air in about the last 6 or 7 years. This thing will come down like it did in the 1980s. I used to speak for the International Association of Financial Planners in the 80s, and I warned these guys. They were loading up with limited partnerships, real estate limited partnerships.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, this is going to end badly. You've got to watch out. They didn't believe real estate could ever come down. The flood, the levees can't break in New Orleans, and the bubble won't burst. We all know bad things don't happen. At least that's the way most Americans think. Well, when the real estate market broke, it basically wiped out 75% of the financial planners in the United States. Most of those real estate partnerships went down. I knew dozens and dozens of developers, speculators, and so forth that went under, and there were tens of thousands in Texas, Southern California. Can you imagine what would happen to California real estate now if it dropped 50% like it did in the latter part of the 80s and the early 90s? If it dropped 50% with people leveraged up to their eyeballs, this thing is going to be a big ugly. It's going to look more like the Japanese real estate bust. And when the Japanese real estate market fell apart in 89, 90, and 91, it dropped $12 trillion.
Well, does this become a buyer's market for some people eventually?
Oh, absolutely. For people who are not heavily in debt, for people who see what's coming and who are liquid and are probably, for the most part, out of the market and just sitting there with their cash waiting and waiting, there will be incredible opportunities. But there's got to be a lot of pain, and a lot of people are going to go down. I will predict right now that millions of people will go bankrupt in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. because of their real estate holdings. The other side of that, oh yeah, you're going to be able to buy real estate, and I think after the stock market finally does its thing on the downside, which is coming, I think you'll be able to buy stocks very, very cheap. People forget that during the Great Depression, 10,000 people became millionaires because they saw the handwriting on the wall, they saw what was coming, they got out of debt, they got liquid, they got out of real estate, they got out of stocks, they got out of the banks. 10,000 people became millionaires when $1 million really meant something,
mm-hmm.
because they were mavericks and they were able to buy the world at 5 and 10 and 15 cents on the dollar. That opportunity is coming again.
Now, is it going to be gradual, Don? Will it be gradual or will it be sudden? I have a friend. He does investing. He's been buying everything in sight. I, as a friend, told him, "Look, you better slow down." I've talked to people like Don McIlvaney and some others. They're not too bullish on what's going to happen. He keeps buying. He could get crushed.
I think he probably will get crushed. I hope I'm wrong. I think he will get crushed, and I think when this comes, it's going to come much quicker than most people think. I don't know when it's going to come. It might be 1, 2, 3 years from now, and it might be 1 or 2 or 3 months from now.
But when it comes, will it be boom or will it be gradual?
I think it's going to be very rapid because there is so much debt out in the system. There's trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. We have mortgage debt on housing in the last 5 years has gone from $4 trillion to $8 trillion. It's doubled. You have this tremendous overextension of debt everywhere you look, especially in our real estate market. And when it starts to come unraveled, I believe it will come unraveled much faster than people think. And I think for people to get out, it's kind of like you had to get out before the internet stocks begin to collapse. If you waited until the collapse started, you waited too long, and most people didn't get out, and people lost 75-85% of what they had in the tech stocks and the internet stocks. I think real estate is very, very illiquid. I'm not saying don't own any real estate. I have a fully paid home in the mountains in Colorado. But I I'm not going to sell it, but I think people shouldn't have more than 25% of their net worth in real estate. I think they should have the debt down to as low or zero as possible. And I think the rest of they need to just keep the rest of their assets liquid.
Well, now, I was always told finance as much as you can. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's great.
You know, write it off, and, you know, as long as you can support the mortgage, you're okay.
George, I met a man in 1986. His name was Clint Murchison. He owned the Dallas Cowboys. In 1980, he was worth $2.1 billion. In 1986, when I met him, he was broke. He had lost $2.1 billion. He was highly leveraged in Texas real estate.